You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
She kind of said hello. That was Daisy.
Welcome.
That was Daisy saying hello and welcome to Relax the Podcast. And that meow was Eric.
Welcome. How you feeling, Colleen?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Sorry about last week again. You were on the road. Planes,
yeah,
trains, and automobiles.
We were.
All the way to Nashville and Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Back now.
With Daisy.
Kinda. You can't make that cat talk on command. She just screams when she wants to.
Yeah, a lot of her meows are like...
Yeah.
Like crunchy clicks.
She needs a vocal coach.
I know, she really does.
You should give her vocal lessons.
But she's very
needy
right
now. Isn't that what you're famous for?
No, but she's very needy right now because she missed us so much on our trip. She's being really cute.
Wasn't that your first viral video, vocal lessons?
Lovey.
What?
Vocal lessons?
Voice lessons?
Free voice lesson.
Free voice lesson?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it was called Free Voice Lesson, my first viral Miranda video. But viral then meant something different than it means now. Viral then, I think I got like 70,000 views or something.
That's so cool.
Anyway, we were gone and we had so much fun on tour. I'm so excited to do the next couple of shows in Philly and Boston.
I'm going. And I'll see you there.
We'll see if any other shows pop up. As of right now, there's no plan for that. So,
Is it Philly on the 7th and Boston on the 9th is what I think it is.
That is correct.
Get your tickets.
You know how I remember it?
How?
6-7 is the first one.
Oh, okay.
So Philly's on 6-7.
Oh, it's on that national holiday, 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
All the 7-year-olds listening to this podcast will love that. You just referenced that.
You know what's funny is Flynn knows about 6-7. He's in school. His friends talked about it, whatever, when it was trending. But now we get in the car if the air conditioner says like 67 degrees because I like it cold, whatever.
He wants it to be on.
No, he doesn't. He goes, no, it says 6-7, turn it off. Because right? I guess it's now it's uncool. So he's like, no, get it off of 6-7.
I know somehow the students figured out when the 67th day of school was and they had 6-7 day.
Yeah.
And I could see on his teacher's face. Oh my gosh.
Well, I think they don't do it. I think now it's like not cool. I think now it's like,
well, if we're talking about it, it's not cool. That's for sure. Jinx,
what needs to relax for you this week, my love?
I have so many things. There's so many like things I want to talk about, like with your shows and stuff. There were so many funny things that happened, and it was so fun.
I talked about a lot. I'm obsessed with Rachel.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Like, I'm sure there's so much you talked about already. I'm sorry to bore you.
No, sorry, I'm sleepy.
With you already talked about with your sister, I'm sure, because you guys were like podcasting on the plane after it happened, and then. When the airport lost their luggage, you were podcasting some more.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've seen comments before be like, how come you don't miss SAS episodes, but you'll miss Relax episodes? Rachel and I are very similar when it comes to stuff like that. Eric is more like, I think, a normal person when it comes to stuff like that. Whereas like Rachel and I are like, oh, we got to get a podcast up. We have no time. The only time slot we have to breathe is on the plane for an hour. So let's do it then. Whereas Eric's like, I have a singular hour to like digest
my life. I would have been down to do it. Like our kind of time to do it would have been like on the way there. But you were working the whole, you were preparing for your, you were like kind of writing and rewriting your show the whole time. Like there wasn't a second.
Yeah, no, but I just mean in general, like the reason we miss a lot of episodes, I feel like is because
me?
It's.
It sounds like you're blaming me is what it's happening.
No, it's like when there's time to do it, it's like, I'm up working late and you'll be sleeping. And then during the day, you're helping out with the kids, running errands, doing school drop-offs.
Yeah, well, I'm like the morning guy. You're the night guy.
Our schedules don't intertwine. And then, but Rachel and I are both very like, last podcast, blah, blah, blah. When are we going to do this? When are we going to do this? And you, like, I think are much more normal. And you're like normal brained where you're like, hey, sometimes we don't have to work. Sometimes.
I'm always here, guys. The day we recorded, the time we set, I'm ready to go. I was here. In this room, ready to go. I love it.
No one said you didn't.
You make it sound like I don't like it.
No.
It's my fault that we missed an episode. I'm sorry. I'll be the fall guy.
No, we were on tour. It was.
We were traveling and you were very stressed and you were like, didn't have a second.
No,
so
I didn't.
You were
I did not.
Up the whole time working on you and kind of, because you had to add so much to your shows and you're always kind of working, rewriting, like literally up until and like building things, props, whatever, up until the second that you walk out on stage.
Right.
Which I want to talk about. But for something that, I mean, I'm sure you guys talked, like you and Rachel talked about airplane plugs, I bet, in your podcast.
Loose plugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it on here.
Sure. Then this thing, this is a pandemic, not to make light of a pandemic, but the fact that I'm sure we've talked about it before too, but like it needs to stop that a barn door is for barns.
Yeah.
Barn door, not for hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Cut it out. A door, if you look up the definition, is a hinged panel that closes, locks, what, you know what I mean? Makes this some sort of seal. A barn door is you have like rollies on a piece of metal and a piece of material hanging from it that creates no seal. It's not like the Airbnb we stayed at, barn door to bedroom. The hotel we stayed at, barn door to bathroom.
I know, it's stupid.
And then we've been house hunting and it seems like everyone, when they like, we're going to renovate this house, you know what we should do? Let's take off all the bathroom doors and just hang pieces of plywood over them from casters on a rail.
Stupid.
It's so crazy to me. I don't understand what the space that you're saving is only when the door opens or closes. So it's not even real. So the space they're saving, it's not even real. You know what I mean? Same goes for pocket doors. Pocket doors,
Wait, what's the difference?
Pocket door like just is a door that like goes into the wall. It like...
Oh, that's the same thing. A sliding door in any capacity is stupid.
But it's not as bad. Like the barn doors at that Airbnb in the hotel, like you like to get out, you could like push it out and it was just like hanging there. It was like a flap. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah,
Just like I get the aesthetics if you have it in like, my parents have one, but it's like to close off like a living room and it's like a vintage, you know, it's like a reclaimed wood door and it like looks really cool. So if they're listening, like their one is cool because it's not going to a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Not to bring up that talk anymore.
Don't they have one to a bathroom too?
Oh shit, they do have that new one that they put in.
Your childhood don't better than you.
Well, because that's a new bathroom. That's like one that they added. That used to be my dad's like office when he worked from home. But I think, is that one more pocket door?
Well, that one, yes, but also that one, I feel like you couldn't put a real door in because it's like in a hall, like the door.
Yeah,
like,
and that one's all the way like, it's very secluded. It's not like in a you know, a hotel or a place that you're renting out to people, to couples, you know what I mean? To like...
To poop. Where are you supposed to poop, love?
You are yawning so much.
I know. I'm so sorry about that.
You're so sleepy.
I'm not sleepy. It has nothing to do with you. No, but they're horrible. The barn doors, the sliding doors in any capacity are so stupid. They're so stupid. And also, we've talked about, we haven't talked about those specifically as a relax, but I know you've talked about hotel bathrooms in general in here. Like, because also lack of doors on showers makes me really upset.
Yeah, so we're going to put no doors on the bathroom and then we're going to redo this now we're going to make the shower all modern. And by modern I mean like I get it. We've established we don't like the curtain or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we don't like the curtain touching us like with a curtain rod like in a shower. But now we're just going to have a sheet of glass that's like you know 5 feet by 2 feet, and that's it. So you're just kind of out in the wind,
like cold, yeah.
And water spraying, water's getting all over the floor.
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
And like, you're the only time you're not like the glass shields you to like here. Mm-hmm. Your just ass is just out in the air.
Well, I'm not a psychopath putting my ass that direction.
There should be when you're facing the shower.
Yeah, no one faces the shower.
Facing the shower.
No one
cold
faces
ass.
The shower.
What do you mean no one faces the shower?
That's not how you shower, love.
You shower backwards?
Of course. That's where my hair is.
The whole time?
I mean, I turn around to like rinse off the, when I'm washing like front, like rinse off soap.
I shower like I'm in like a movie. Like, you know what I mean? I'm depressed in a French movie where I'm just like hand on a wall and just the shower just into my eyes.
Stresses me out. We have Scandal showered together and you do like, you put your head down and let like the water go down on your face and hair. It's crazy.
What's like this?
Yes.
That's uncomfortable to me. I don't like that. I mean, I'll do that like to wash shampoo out of my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't like do this to wash it. Well, sometimes I'll do that to wash shampoo out of my hair.
That's crazy to me.
But,
you know, I'm definitely a back to shower head.
So, okay, I'm sorry. And then there's one more thing that I wanted to talk about I have to go to my phone. Can you do a song about having to go to your photos in your phone, but you can't find it? Oh my God, you're yawning again. You're blowing it, freaking blowing it. I see you sing a song, you're just yawning. okay, a lot of, so I looked at comments from last week's episode.
Do you mean 2 weeks
ago? 2 weeks ago's episode. Sorry about that. This is all my fault. And a lot of bidet talk on there. A lot of people relating to
the bidet situation.
To this. Yeah, recommendations for specific bidet toilets. And it's like, bro, I know. Like, I'm well aware of.
I know.
I'm well aware of the one and only. But this person, Freya.
For anyone who didn't catch the last episode, we were talking about how at our old, well, Eric was talking about how at our old house that we used to live at, we had bidets. And now we don't. And he's having a hard time with it.
If you didn't listen, spoiler, if you didn't listen last, go listen to the last episode then.
Well, you're about to talk about it, so they wouldn't know.
What are you skipping episodes?
I don't know.
Relax? Nobody's doing that. Freya said, oh my God, Eric, I feel your pain. When I moved to the UK, I suffered without a bidet for the first few days until my family built a hose / handheld bidet sprayer. And it made me think, can anything just be a bidet? Is a hose a bidet? Can a hose is a bidet?
I guess.
There's handheld bidets?
Well, yeah. There's like Perry bottles.
What?
It's what I used at postpartum for our children.
I'm picturing like a diner ketchup bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that? This is not the
no,
same
thing.
No, there's
like a hook. There's like a, it's like a.
It hooks up.
Yeah.
That's not.
I mean, that's more a bidet than a hose. I'm not sticking a hose in that area.
I don't know.
Hose water's for drinking in the summer, not for putting up holes.
I have more bidet comments, Colleen.
Okay.
Sounds like Eric needs to go on vacation to Japan. I experienced crazy culture shock when I realized almost all public restrooms have bidets. It was a huge adjustment coming back to the U.S. Adjustment, I'm assuming, because they loved it.
Yeah.
But also, we were talking about, like, would you use a public bidet?
I would in Japan.
I would in Japan too.
Japan seems clean.
It does seem very clean there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that.
I would love to go to Japan.
Colleen, I get the feeling that you think bidet water is recycled. It's just attached to the regular bathroom water system.
I know.
This is from Laura. So it's just like using the sink.
No, I know that it's
last
a
one
thought
was from
thing.
Roxy.
It's a thought thing. I know. Because I was saying like I wouldn't want to use bidet water on my front parts. And it's just a mind thing, just knowing that it's like
not using shower water.
I know it's the same thing. I know it's irrational. I know it's not logical.
Because it actually, the water thing that goes, like the water supply is, it's the same. It's like hooked into it. It doesn't run from the toilet
to
the sprayer.
No, I know that. I know that. But it's just the idea of like other people being washed. Okay, so this bidet thing comes out under your butt, right? It's a little hose.
Absolutely.
Comes out under your butt. Let's say you go in, you blow it up. Okay.
Why does it have to be me? Why is it me again?
Because I'm the one who has an issue with the next part.
Why can't it just be someone anonymous?
Listen. So fine, anonymous blows up our bathroom. Their poo particles are being splattered about in the toilet, also onto bidet hose, right? Because it's like splattering everywhere.
Well, so the hose would be in. The hose retracts and then has a little hose door even.
Sure, but it's not retract while it's spraying. It's spraying poo particles everywhere, and like your butt is dripping, its leftover poo flings.
These things are like self cleaning.
No, that's not.
They have like a self cleaning function.
No, it doesn't. It sprays. So
well,
in my
mind,
I'm like,
them.
What if there's leftover residues, droplets from someone else's butt, and then that gets sprayed up onto my lady bits? I don't know. I just don't like the idea.
You
like
just have a thing about that, I guess.
I do.
What's next, Lovey?
This is pretty much it.
Oh.
But yeah, I just like the idea of like, oh, anything could be a bidet if you want it to be.
You know, that's not a motto I want to live by, but I hope you do. Anything could be a bidet is a crazy South Park episode. Like that's like, it's a wild way to live.
It's a problem. It's a problem because a lot of toilets don't have like plugs near them for some reason. It's like not like, oh my God. Wake up, Colleen, lock in. We haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks and all you're doing is yawning and petting the cat.
Well, she's so cuddly and cute. Ugh, even she's annoyed with me. Daisy, come back, come back. Okay, sorry, I'm here.
I know it needs to relax.
Me.
Yeah, we try to be really good about this, but like it just happened. Are you kidding me?
I was looking at what my what
the top the
was.
Top com- the top mo- comment
was Colleen's yawning.
No, the top comment was like, I'll tell you, please don't give up on this podcast. It's one of the best parts of my week.
Oh,
love you guys.
Nice.
From Alexandra. And that was the top liked comment from our last episode. Maybe she's wrong. If you're just going to yawn and phone it in.
I'm not phoning it in. I'm here. I'm present. I talked about poo
spray
particles.
Didn't even straighten your hair.
I know. That's a big, big bummer.
When you don't straighten your hair, it means you don't give a shit.
It means.
I'm kidding.
I don't know what it means.
I actually like it curly these days.
I don't. Well, today is not a curly day. Today is I took a shower. I didn't have time to do it. Like normally when I curl it or have it curly, I like really spend the time to like put in the products and scrunch and.
There's a lot of curl products.
There's a lot that goes into it. But today I would just like quickly put something through my hair and like scrunch for 2 seconds. Then I had phone calls and I didn't touch it. So
okay,
it's a little bit cuckoo. But I have a relax. Can I tell it to you?
Yeah, please stop me from talking.
So I saw a funny video on Instagram or something and it was. That made me yawn.
Really? I was acting. It was fake.
It worked. Okay. I saw a funny video.
I wonder if people
like,
listening are yawning. Sorry.
I saw a funny video on like Instagram or something. And it was a joke I've seen before where it was like there was a door and on the door was a note that said recipe. And a girl goes to like open the door to the recipe door. And someone like comes in and slams the door. It's like, oh, hey, so I was actually born in. And they start like telling their whole life story. My grandmother told, you know, like how if you look up a recipe, you have to go through like pages.
Yeah.
And they kept doing it. And it was funny. And I've seen jokes like that before, but that one was really funny.
Sure.
And then I looked at the comments and one of the top comments is like, yeah, and don't forget all the insane ads that pop up in front of it with the smallest X out button in the world.
Oof, yeah. And well, it also moves.
They
also
move.
And they're like
they
moving.
Move. Okay. So I need to vent about these because I hate them. Those little ads. I don't mind a pop-up ad. It's annoying, but like, sure, it's part of our lives now. It's just the world. There's pop-up ads on everything all the time. I don't mind a pop-up ad so much. I understand it's part of it. The tiny X that's like invisible, like they'll either do it in like a clear font so you can't see it, or it's like so tiny that it's like nearly impossible to click it without clicking something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to gaslight you into thinking you clicked whatever the stupid ad was. That makes me very angry.
Yeah, when like, you when see that like, new window open.
When you see the new window open, it's like, congratulations. Thank you for clicking on this special offer. And I'm like, I didn't.
You've somehow
click on
also
this.
Added, like, subscribed to their email list.
It makes me so mad.
You've
I'm
allowed
like,
their cookies in your preferences.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Try to tell me that I clicked on this. We both know that I didn't. Or when you go to click X on an ad, or like you go to click the X, and then it's like it memorizes when your finger will touch it or your mouse will click it, and the ad goes boop and moves like what you said, and it moves so that you click the ad.
Surely that's a real thing, yeah.
It is. It happens. Yeah. It's
so. Well, I'm saying surely someone like has programmed it to do that.
Oh my God, it makes me so angry. It makes me like irrationally angry because it's not just like, oh, just X out or go back. It's like, no, you made the system believe that I like whatever stupid product you're selling. Now my
Which
algorithm
you probably
thinks
do
that
your phone's like listening to you,
but still I didn't click on that. I purposefully do. I like very much do not want to click on this, and you forced me to. And then after you forced me to, you try to gaslight me into believing I did like that. And I did. And it makes me so upset. Like it makes me so mad.
I don't look up recipes online anymore. We need to like get cookbooks now.
Well, it's not just, I never look up recipes. It's more so just like any website you go on.
Well, that's true. You know,
it's any website. Like I'm trying to book flights, hotels, whatever. I'm looking up like information, just something for Flynn. Like Flynn's
when I
like,
try to look at these comments, like things just kept like it's the constant pop-up ads. But then, like, but I'm like, I'm not even watching the video. I'm looking at comments. Then the pop-up ad would expand down to like the comments. Like when I would try and screenshot.
I didn't know YouTube did that.
It does do that on the phone, I guess.
But even like Flynn will be like, "Hey, mom, what kind of bird is that?" And I'll look up a type of bird or a bug, and I'm like, "Oh." 10 fun facts about this specific beetle that my son wants to know about. And I click on it and it's like, download this wacky game of a man trying to get out of a fire block or something stupid. And I like try to X out of it. And it's like downloading an app. And it makes me
sad.
I'm like, I'm
you
just
to
trying
to
read about
then
a red wing blackbird.
Next thing you know, you're in the app store. You're like,
oh my God. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the worst. When it opens up the app store where you're like, F you.
Whoa.
I was looking up a millipede. Like, please go away. Like, I'm trying to order groceries. Like, I'm trying to research how to get a stain up out of a rug. Like, leave me alone. Let me read what I'm reading. Oh my God, it makes me so mad. What if you,
like, if there's like an ad, like on TikTok, like a, like from a professional company, not like a person reading an ad, but like a, you know what I mean? Like a company making an ad, and you just go to scroll, but then all of a sudden it goes to their website. They're
I hate that.
It's like a clothing.
And it's like, you're now leaving.
So clothing website. Yeah. And it's like, it's opened up your, the browser and you're on the company website and you're like, wait, what? But then now, and then you're like, I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't want to do that. Why would that touch my phone so gently? So then you go back to TikTok or whatever. And then every three videos, you see the ad again or a different one for the same company because they're like, well, he clicked on it. So he likes it a little bit. You know what I mean? So you must pay for that kind of advertising to be like, hey, if they click on it, you just throw us in their face over and over and over and over again
and TikTok right
until
now,
they buy this thing.
And TikTok has like some sort of ad thing up in the top corner.
Oh, the little free gifts thing?
Yes, the free
gifts. That's the smallest sex on the planet.
That's what I'm saying.
That little yellow free gifts thing.
It's
like you need like a needle to poke at. You can't.
And every time I try to, it takes me to it.
So, well, right. And sometimes I'm just like, I don't even care. It doesn't bother me that it's there. That little yellow thing doesn't bother me, and until it does bother you enough to finally click it.
And this is what makes me the most annoyed about it.
It's just like a roulette wheel spinning or something. Yeah,
like, yeah. Okay, so let's say it's like an ad for Temu or some crap. Like, let's just say it is, okay? So that what annoys me so much is that like every time every billions of peoples on this earth try to click out of that stupid little thing on the little tiny ad or the little tiny X, they're counting it as a click. And you know, in their next board meeting,
that's how they're selling it.
We got 10 billion clicks on this.
Advertise with us here.
So that's why you should give us money, because we got 10 billion clicks on this. That means people really like it and we should do it more. And they tricked us all. We've all been bamboozled. And they're using me. They're gaslighting me to think that I clicked things that I didn't. And then they're using me and my thumb being too fat for their numbers to make more money, and I don't like it. It makes me mad.
You know what's in line with this that I've noticed that is driving me crazy is that, like, and this expands from TikTok, but the AI AI is absolutely so boring, like, and unnerving to talk about right now. But the AI overview of things. So it used to be like a TikTok video. If you hit the bottom of it, like, it would tell you more about like whatever thing. Instead, now it gives you like an AI summary and eight other videos that AI is suggesting. Now, when I open there's an update to like the email that I use. Now, when I open my email, there's an AI overview.
I hate
of the email. That's never accurate, but it's just like another thing that I have to X out and say go away. And now anytime you Google anything, there's an AI response. It's like, no, I don't need AI to tell me about this. I was looking for images of this. I didn't need an AI overview of what images meant of this. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah, I hate the AI. I've only seen it a couple times in my email, but it pisses me off too, because I'm like, who would benefit from this? Who would use this? Who would use, like, someone sends me an email and then it fills in automatically for me, like, sounds great. Was thinking perhaps around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, we could have this call. Do you agree? And I'm like, wait.
Yeah, and then you look at the actual email and it's like, it's way off.
And I was just leading up, I'm like, who's using this? Because that's only beneficial for like horrible bot. Like, that's not beneficial for actual humans.
No.
I can't imagine.
Well,
no actual human would use it.
I'm sure it's like collecting some sort of data.
I don't know, but I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. What are you looking for right now?
Well, I'm just like seeing if it does, like, normally it's like if you click the bottom of some video or something.
What do you want?
Just freaking ads, TikTok. I don't know.
Oh, I just saw the little ad on the top corner of yours.
What did it say?
I don't know. Is that what you were talking about? It's that little stupid ad.
It's a picture of a football with fire on it. It says rewards. And look at the size of that X.
That's impossible. No. And well, actually, you know what?
It's not even a font.
Click the X. Do your best to click the X right now.
I'm shaking.
He's shaking. He's so nervous. Oh, my God. How did you do that? I don't think I've ever successfully clicked the X. So I'm very impressed.
See, so here's a football clip and I clicked more and this says AI overview.
Yes,
related
now I know
posts.
What you're talking about. That
it's like,
is
what
so
do you mean? Because it used to be
a subject and then
it says the name of the player, what the football game is, and then it says more. And it used to show you like if there was like more of a comment or more of a thing or more hashtags.
Yeah.
But now if you want more, it goes to AI overview and usually it'll say something here like this means this, blah, blah, blah.
Usually it was like a a search thing. Like usually, like I remember it was messed up for a while because I remember a few years ago, I even made a video about it, I think, where it said like, it will usually, it's like, if it's a video of me, it would say like Colleen Ballinger, or like a video of like a cute cat, it'd be like Persian cats, you know, like, and you, so you could click on it. Or if someone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what happened with this celebrity, then that celebrity's name would be in the subject and it would say like such and such, whatever. And you could click on it and go to other TikToks like that would explain what happened, you know, mm-hmm. That's what it used to be. And now it just is like this weird AI overview. I'm like, no, I don't want to see AI overview of like what AI Googled. Like, I want to see other people talking about this thing that I'm clicking on. But I do remember what the subject lines of like videos were all messed up for a while. And there was one time where it was like, I was just a video of me talking or something. And the subject was Colleen Ballinger aging badly or something like that.
Was there like AI generated?
Yeah, it was like, search? But you could click it. And I'm sure it was just more videos of me like looking old or something. I don't know. But it used to be like, it was almost funny. It was almost like part of the TikTok, how stupid the subject was.
That's
like
back when we thought that was as mean as the internet could get.
Oh my God, I know.
Can I give another relax? Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
You know who needs to relax? Is you.
Oh, shocker.
But you specifically out to dinner at a tapas restaurant. I have never, if there's any moment where I need, would just wanted to just put my hand on your shoulder and say, hey, relax.
I know.
You at a tapas restaurant was like, getting assigned a group project in high school.
It wasn't good, guys.
And there's that one person in the group project who like takes it upon themselves to be like, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. and takes, just dominates the conversation of the group project and takes over. But you were like trying to do the math of every tapas, you know, and it's, there was
because we are
100
all-
options, but you, who wants what? And how many do we have? Is anybody, you didn't want anybody to be left out of a bite of everything.
Tapas has, we have four people and we have cheeseburger.
But the slider tapas only has two.
Okay, and the empanada one only has three.
Rachel's vegan. But you were like, it was like a full on.
I was very
meltdown, stressed, as opposed to just like, hey guys, you guys want to try the patatas bravas? Like, okay, well, I want that too. Yeah, we'll get two of those. You know what I mean? And why would they want to try this? Like, you made it like you wanted to like spreadsheet that.
I didn't want to do it stressed. Wrong. And we had a vegan, and there were a lot of dishes that.
Blaming Rachel?
No, I'm not at all. She had ordered the two things that she wanted. And I was like, okay, but people are counting that as like tapas for everyone. But like, we can't only order stuff for us. And then she only gets her two little vegan things. And then we're all tasting hers. But that's one of the things, like, we should get more than that if we're all going to be sharing. And I wanted to do the chef's menu where like, it was just like $50 a person.
Yeah, because you were so stressed because then you didn't have to make any decision.
No, it wasn't about that. It was about the fact that then I know they're going to bring us all their best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else wanted to do that, which is fine. But then I was like, okay, then let's figure this out. And Eric's like, well, I want these burgers. And I was like, well, there's two. And there's four of us. And then there was another one.
Well, it
one
seemed like
three,
everyone was kind
of
ordering one, the one that they wanted to try the most. And that came highly recommended.
Yes. And so that's what made me like stressed, because I was like, well, if we're all just ordering what we want, then let's just order what we want. Because then I'll just get what I want. And everyone just gets their own things that they want. But everyone was still going, no, well, then we'll share it all. And I'm like, no, but I don't want the stuff that you want.
Right,
I only want the ones that I want.
But you get like a lot of stuff and it worked out perfectly. It worked out beautifully. But like you never let go of like the how to control the situation to make it work for everyone to be involved and for everyone to be happy.
I did let go of it because I was like, okay, no one is on the same page as me.
And then I still think you just let the waiter order for you when he came. Like then when it came down to the crunch time, like we all kind of said the things we wanted to the waiter. And then you went last and you were like, can you just bring me some things?
No, that's not what happened. I when I go to good restaurants, and this restaurant had really good ratings, like good mm-hmm. reviews. When
it
I go
awesome.
To restaurants that are really good, I like to say like, what are you known for here? What's your best stuff? That's why I wanted to do the chef tasting menu thingy.
Sure.
And so that's why I asked him like, just bring whatever you think is best. Like, but there were a lot of things that other people wanted that like I was not interested in, which is totally fine. I just will get my own thing. But then everyone's like, well, we're going to share it all. I'm like, but I don't want the stuff you guys want. So then I'm the only one who's sharing my food,
right?
Which is fine. I'll just order more. But
that's
just,
not what happened.
What's not what happened?
We all ended up sharing everything, and it was totally
great.
Enough food. We were all full, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I thought it was I was just stressed. I was stressed. I don't like it. I didn't like the math of it.
I mean, in a sweet way, like it just made me think of like, you know, kind of like, I don't know. We always say things that need to relax in this podcast. And that was a moment where like, besides like you being about to go on stage stressed, like that was the other most stressed. Like you were so kind of easy breezy with all the travel stuff, to whereas I was very stressed out by a lot of the travel stuff because that was kind of a hard time. But yeah, just top to just group project tapas ordering.
Well, because there's a lot of pressure there too, because it's like you
people, but that's a people pleasing thing.
I know, because everyone else is like, they'll just like, I'll just get whatever I want.
Yes, you
know,
and
everyone's like, I'm going to get whatever I want. And I'm like, how are you not thinking about what we all collectively want? And you're only thinking about the thing you want. Like, because the things that I wanted, I was like, well, will everyone want this or no? Because if we're sharing, then I'm not going to get something that no one else wants. And everyone else was just doing that. I was like, okay, well, then I'll just get what I want. Then everyone wants to share that. But then also, what if I decide on something for, and I'm like, okay, my dishes are these couple things. And then everyone's like, ew, gross. I didn't want that. And then I'm like a selfish one who got something that I wanted that no one else would like. That's why I was like, just bring out stuff.
It doesn't sound like you're overthinking it at all.
No, I am. I don't like tapas.
It comes out really quick. And like,
I don't like tapas.
The other thing that we kept trying to express to you, all of us in the situation, was like, hey, we're going to keep a menu. And if there's something that looks really good or we didn't get enough of, we have a really great good waiter.
Understand?
We'll just say like, hey, can we get one more of those? That's why they say, and I'll leave more one menu.
I also don't like,
you want to add more.
And I don't like tapas.
Like,
okay, I don't like it. Because also,
at least you admitted it.
I've admitted it about 17 times. But also, there's the added element of like, okay,
tapas.
There's four of us, and there's three, let's say, you know, scallops or something. Okay, so one person's always just gonna be like, meh, and just take one. And then you've got three other people just sitting there staring like,
four, no,
who's
going to
take, do we cut it in half? Do we cut one in half? Do we cut?
We're all like,
no, that's no, not
we're all,
what happened.
We were all always, four sweet, selfless
it's
people.
Not
everyone,
what
everyone
happened.
Was,
at that, there's always got down to, there's one left and there's a couple of people just staring. Oh, no, you can have it. No, you can have it. It's okay. Are you sure? Oh, it's okay. And you kind of wait. And then it's cold because you didn't want to be the one who took it.
Yo, you're overthinking.
I don't like that.
It was okay. Everything was okay. Everything
was okay.
Fine.
It was okay.
And you're talking
I don't
to like the
like
king
it.
Of catastrophizing social situations. Like it was great.
I'm not a fan of tapas. Okay. I like sharing plates though. Like I'll get this, you get that, and we can share them. Like I like sharing.
We're big sandwich splitters. If we're getting sandwiches, we'll say, what one are you thinking of getting? And if I get this one, and then we like each get a half, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we do that in restaurant, like kind of all the time. We are always like, you get this, I get this. And we split them. But with tapas, it's like, here's a bite and a half of food. Now split it with a table of six. It's like so stupid.
No, I think the portions was like enough that we all got to try a fair share of a thing. And if one of us really liked it, we could have ordered more. You know what I mean?
And also like there's a dish that I like. There's like this one dish that I like that was like these potato things that were crunchy and everyone was kind of eating them. And then it was like, it turned out I was the only one still eating it because everyone else had moved on to something else. No, I don't have guilt about eating because everyone else was done, but it's like, I'm not going to take that dish and put it in front of me. So I'm like reaching over to take a little portion, put it on my plate, eat it, take a little portion, put it on. It's like, come on,
people
this is
were
so silly.
And these are people that love you and are your family and they didn't care. Nobody cared that you were like hogging all the patatas bravas.
No, I know no one cared, but I didn't like that I had to reach across the table just to take a bite of food.
You could have moved the little serving bowl of it in front of you.
I like tapas. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. It was delicious, though. It was really yummy. But it did stress me out. I don't like the planning of it and the stress of it. And they're like, how are we going to split it? And it's just like, oh,
I think
my
it's
God.
Supposed to
I'm
be,
just going
to
pay
think
for
it's
all
supposed
of it.
To be, I think that's the appeal of it, right? I think that's the fun
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fun person, love.
A lot of times when we're eating, you'll like, and if you get something you really like, you like, and I love this about you, you like, and you do this to like to everybody around you. You're like, oh, this is so good. I have to make you a bite.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make a little bite. Like you'll like, you did this at the barbecue place we went to in Tennessee where you like, you got this, like, cause who likes coleslaw, but like for some reason.
Well, in the South, coleslaw was amazing.
I've hated coleslaw my whole life. That was incredible. But like you made a bite of it with baked beans and pulled pork or something like that. And you were like making perfect, it was your food that you had ordered. And you were like making perfect bites of it to hand out to people. I thought that was very sweet. So that's kind of tapas love. So I think you love tapas.
I like sharing food. I like sharing good food. Tapas is like a group project though, because it's like it's essentially what happened there is if our experience at the tapas restaurant was a group project, it would be this. All right, Colleen and Eric and Rachel and Abby, you're in a group, and here's the project, here's what you guys need to get done. And we sit down and I go, okay, guys, here's the rules and here's like the bullet points of the things we have to accomplish in this group project. And you guys are all like, yeah, it'll happen. It'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, but how are we going to do this? Like, let's plan out who's going to do what and who's going to do what parts of the project and how we're going to accomplish this. And you guys are like, yeah, we'll just figure it out.
Clean. That's not the same thing.
I'll just do whatever. I don't know. I'll just do whatever of the project. No. We have to plan out who's doing what. So we all make sure we're not ordering the same things, make sure we're not doing the same things in the project, because we don't want to, like, let's make sure we're doing this right. And let's communicate about how we're going to get this done. And everyone's like, I don't know. It'll get done. Don't worry. Like, oh my God, it's
you
a nightmare.
I end up doing
the whole project by myself.
You sound like you were a nightmare in group projects.
I was. And you know what? I would do the whole thing by myself in a video form. Nobody, I would film and edit a whole video, and it was always the best one in the class. But yes, I don't. But
and
I
nobody wanted you to do that, though.
I wasn't a nightmare. I would just do it. I would do it all myself.
I was as shy and reserved as I can be, like in group projects in school. Like I always kind of like to take the lead as well, because I always thought creative ideas were the best for things like that. Like mm-hmm. like what you're saying. But ordering tapas, I don't know. Leave in the comments, like, if you've gone out to tapas with friends, like, is there that?
No one's going to agree with me on this.
Meltdown, or are you that person?
No one's going to agree with me on this. I'm aware.
But your analogy of a group project and you being like, I'm going to do everything. It's like, nobody put you in charge. No one gave you that task. We're all like, you know what I mean? It's like when the waiter comes over, it's like, hey, have you dined with us before? It's like, it's the joke of like, no, but I know how restaurants work. You know what I mean? We know how to order top. People just know how to order tapas and we're in a relaxed, fun atmosphere. We're out to dinner, you know?
I understand what you're saying.
You made it a math problem.
Yeah, because you guys didn't want to do the chef special. So then it had to be a math problem.
Well, because the chef special limited you to like very specific menu items. And there was things that our waiter, because you had asked him to suggest like all of his favorites, and he listed a lot, were not on that specific menu. Also, that menu, we did the math. You did the math, would mean about like $20 more per person.
It wasn't, because I paid the math and it wasn't more expensive to do the chef special. But it doesn't matter. I'm very, very,
so mad
very aware.
But I got
no,
the sliders.
You did get the freaking sliders. But no,
he
I wasn't.
They were great. He was like, don't sleep on the sliders.
I know. I'm glad you got this. No one's upset you got sliders, Lovey. I'm happy you got the sliders.
I still have slider guilt.
No, no one's mad you got sliders. But I'm just saying that like there were two.
Uh-huh.
And we're in a group.
And he made us aware of that. And so in a group before, you would in this. Theoretically, you would cut the sliders in half. Turned out nobody else wanted the sliders.
Exactly, which you didn't check in on before the group project. You didn't see if anyone else wanted sliders at the group project.
I did, actually.
And everyone was like, no, I don't want those sliders.
I did actually. When we were talking about it and you were being a psychopath, I said, hey guys, he recommended those sliders. That sounds good to me. If nobody else wants it, that's fine. But I'm going to order. That's like going to be like my thing.
No one was
upset
about
that. Because Rachel was getting something. She was like, "That I don't think anybody else really was that into." And she's like, that's my thing. Like everyone was kind of like, we're going to pick these to share that he recommended. We're talking in circles. I'm sorry. This is so annoying.
It's stressful for everyone to go like, hey, I know no one else wants this, but I'm going to get it. Yeah, I know no one else can have this.
It's a restaurant.
Let me finish talking. Stop interrupting me. It's like you go, okay, guys. I want this. Great. Get that. It's a restaurant. Exactly. Get what you want. It's a restaurant. I'll get this because this is what I want. No one else wants it. Okay, great. And it gets to me. I'm like, I'm going to get this. Everyone's like, yeah, we all want to share that. Like that doesn't, that's like, that's the opposite of tapas. And I'm like to have like, everyone's ordering the, and I don't care. I didn't care, but I care about like making sure everyone is happy. And if everyone is getting things that no one else wants or getting things that everyone wants, but they're only getting one order of it, it was just stressful for me. And I know that I am completely an alien and no one is going to agree with me on this. I am very aware that this is a me mental problem, a control freak problem, a perfectionist problem, a people pleaser problem. It is just a problem. I know I am the problem.
Certainly needs
Nowhere
to relax.
Nowhere in my rant about this with you, this discussion with you, am I saying I am right? I know I am not. I know that I have a problem, but I did drop it and I did just have tapas with everyone.
Well, Google AI describes tapas as small, shareable Spanish plates of food served as appetizers, bar snacks, or combined to make a full meal in a social, communal dining setting.
Why are you reading is this? Anyone listening to the past 30 minutes of us talking about tapas wouldn't know what it is.
To cover or lid in Spanish. You know what?
You Googled the definition of tapas after a 30-minute conversation.
I'm just telling
with tapas?
You, I'm just keeping the thread, and that is what AI says. It's supposed to be social. It's supposed to be communal.
Correct.
It's supposed to be small plates that are shared.
That is what it is. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's literally what it is.
I rest my case.
And no one is disagreeing
Argument
with you.
Argument
one. No one is disagreeing with you about these things.
Just say you're right.
About what?
You can't do it.
But I don't understand what I'm agreeing
it.
To. You're
you
right
can't
about.
Say I'm right.
I can. Wait, I believe all I've been saying is I know I'm wrong in this situation.
You just can't say it.
But I don't know what.
And so you're saying you're lousy with those I'm wrongs, but you can't say that I'm right.
You're right about what? Say it. Finish the sentence.
See, can't
I
say it. See, can't say it.
You're right about what?
Thank
though?
You.
I don't know what I'm saying this about. Tapas. You're right.
Make that it null tapas, and void.
You're right that tapas is small plates. Like, what am I saying?
just I'm all agreeing. Of it.
You're right of all of what about
all this tapas talk.
But I believe I've already been saying that this whole time that I'm the weird one that like no one's gonna agree with me that I'm wrong in how I deal with tapas.
You just made me jinx burp.
Whatever. Okay. I'm sure people are so pissed because they hate when we, as they quote unquote, say bicker.
Oh, yeah. That was a big fight.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So our babysitter has to go. And so we have to go. But I just opened the door to say like, hey, sorry, we're just going to say goodbye to the podcast. I mean, big mistake because I ran into Wesley, who is one long run on sentence.
He's the yapper.
He saw me and he's all, Mom, look, what can I make with these sticks? Which is something that has made me get very emotional recently is that my children have because of, and know it's because of me, and I love it. They pick up trash. Last night, Maisie picked up an empty box.
And she's like,
a cardboard box.
Make
and she goes, Mommy, this? What can we make out of this?
Yeah.
A fairy house? A race car?
A store?
A store?
Yeah.
And she's been carrying that box around.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wesley just walked up to me with two gross sticks and was like, Mommy, what can we make with this stick? Because I got this stick at the park and I broke this stick into this piece. And I thought I'll take this home to Mommy because I have this stick and we could put it in the living room and we could put it upstairs and we could put it in the backyard and we can make something with the stick. We can make, and he just like, he doesn't breathe.
Well, you guys making that fairy house at the beach the other day,
he loved it.
He was so excited and then he had to pee. And so I took him to pee, which is like a whole production when you're at the beach. But the whole time that we were gone to go pee, he was just like, I wonder what Mommy's doing with that fairy house. I hope she's okay without me at that fairy house. I love that fairy house. Dad, did you see that stick I made with that fairy house? Oh, gosh. I wonder if Mommy's waiting for me. You know what I mean? He never stopped talking whole time about it. But yeah, your crafting, creativity, I hope we pass that on to them.
I've noticed it with the kids. They all do
seeing,
it.
Of seeing something that could be one thing is another thing. You know, like
they make stuff. They always want to make stuff out of
they're
trash
creative.
I
they're,
love it.
They're creative. We have creative kids. It's great.
I'm going to end on this. Okay. The other day, Maisie was telling me that she loves princesses. She was, you know, she's very into fairies, kitty cats, and princesses is her thing. But princesses are kind of newer because she doesn't watch like princess movies or anything. It's just like the vibe of a princess is her vibe.
Yeah. She knows them, but I feel like she's never seen the movies. She's seen like the songs.
Yeah.
Some of the songs.
So, she listens. So she thinks Glinda is a princess. You know, she doesn't know. Like,
she's heard the songs. Yeah.
Anyway, she was talking about, oh, well, you know, Sleeping Beauty is pink. And so is the Glinda princess. And Belle does this. And she's talking about the different princesses. And I said, Maisie, who's your favorite princess? Because she knows mine is Belle, you know, without skipping a beat.
I don't know that I knew that.
You didn't know my favorite princess was Belle?
It's from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
I didn't.
Okay.
Why?
Ugh. Oh my God. We'll talk about this next week.
Didn't know
but
that.
I said to her, who's your favorite princess? Without skipping a beat, without a second. What do you think she said?
Belle?
You. I know.
Oh.
I know. I almost choked. I was like, I could cry right now. I go, who's your favorite princess? You. She said it like I was, like, what a stupid question. It was.
I'm not going to rank the difficulty of our children, but like she has her moments. But like when she is sweet, it is next level.
She's
that would have broken me.
It destroyed me. And she said, you. And I went, oh, you're
life
my favorite princess.
Living. Yeah.
Like, And it, love, it was so genuine. It was, she, right. she responded as though I was like, what, it was the stupidest question I could have asked her. Like, it was obvious.
She's like, you, of course.
She said it like, you're everyone's favorite princess. Like, it was yeah. like, the way she said it, I will never be able to replicate it. It was it not, she didn't even think. It was the sweetest, best moment of my week. You're and my, I was on stage my, this
you're
week.
You're my favorite princess too.
I just, I'm the princess that doesn't like tapas. that's my dilemma and my princess.
That was like the biggest fight we've had in a long time.
They're going to be so pissed about it. We're fine. All right, we got to go. Bye.
Bye.